Welcome to the 15 Minute Client Podcast, the show for coaches and experts who want consistent, high-paying clients. It's for those coaches and experts who are tired of the complex automations, they're tired of the hair-raising tech, they're tired of the convoluted funnels, they just want simplicity. If that's you, the 15 Minute Client Podcast is for you.
Hey, this is Luke Charlton here and welcome back to the 15 Minute Client Podcast. We're excited to have you here on this beautiful Friday morning. In today's podcast, I want to talk about why success is digging ditches. Success is digging ditches. So let me explain. Every day I listen to podcasts. Generally, they're on YouTube. I watch lots of interviews, finance, relationship, success type podcasts, maybe for 2 to 3 hours a day. Just in between things, I'll be listening to something as I'm kind of pottering around or whatever in the car. And one of the things that I've noticed after watching thousands and or listening and watching the thousands of hours of success-orientated podcasts is, you know, there's not really anything new under the sun. You know, there's whenever I hear a successful person giving their quote-unquote secrets to success, it's kind of like the same old, right? And one of the things that I think people are looking for when in order to be successful is some type of secret that they've never heard before. And the truth is that there's no secret, unfortunately. And that's why success is digging ditches. So for example, I was listening to, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is releasing a book at the moment, and it's called like the Seven Tools for Life, or the book's called Be Useful, Seven Tools for Life, I think it is. And I'm probably not going to get the book, but I already know, I've listened to just a few minutes of a few interviews that he's done over the last couple of weeks, that the tools that he talks about in the book are not going to be earth-shattering. One of them I know is, one of the tools is quite a good tool, isn't really a tool, I guess, is work your ass off, he calls it. I'm pretty sure that's one of the principles. And again, it's not revolutionary type stuff, and that's a thing when you listen to a lot of very successful people, is that, you know, the principles that they talk about, that the quote unquote secrets to success, are not revolutionary. I'm pretty sure another one of his principles is have a vision, right? Another way of saying that is, you know, have a goal, a clear goal of something that you're wanting to be aiming for, right? It's like set goals. Again, nothing revolutionary. I was listening to another podcast today with Ty Lopez. One of his biggest things that he talks about is having mentors. Like, you want to be successful, have a mentor for different areas. Like, have a mentor for, you know, for your health, have a mentor or multiple mentors for business, have one for finances, have one for relationships, right? The key is have mentors, have multiple mentors. Again, is that really earth-shattering revolutionary advice? No. And again, that success is, it's less about secrets and it's more about just doing the stuff that we know that we should be doing, but we're not. All right. So success is digging ditches. What do I mean by that? Success is very simple. Success is very, very simple. Success is, as I said, having a vision, like setting goals. It's, you know, working your ass off. It's getting mentors. It's waking up every day consistently, going to the gym, putting in the work, right? It's simple, but it's not easy. So what is digging ditches? Simple. If I said all you had to do was dig ditches, well, yeah, that's simple. But it's not easy because it's putting in hard work, it's putting in consistent work. And so the reason why I'm recording this podcast is because if you want to be successful, which I'm assuming most coaches listening to this, they want to be a successful coach, there's no secret. I'm sorry to tell you that there's no magic secret that you haven't heard before where you're going to listen to a guru and they're going to tell you, here's the magic funnel that is going to make you successful. No, it's still, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to do the things that I've been talking about on this podcast since I created it over 18 months ago now, but have been talking about for the last 10 years to, you know, my clients, is like simple things like research, know your market better than they know themselves. That requires research. That requires getting on the phone and having conversations with them. It means going into forums, going on to into Facebook groups and learning about them, asking them questions, researching their fears, their frustrations, their desires, like, you know, creating that ideal avatar. You know, simple. Yes, very simple. Hard work. It's hard work. It's digging ditches. Same with that. Crafting an offer. You need to know copywriting. You need to study copywriting. I've said that many times before. To craft a really great offer, to craft a marketing message that attracts your client, you need to know sales and how to close those clients. Again, it's very simple, but it requires work. You got to dig those ditches, right? Same with building a team and leading a team. It's not stuff that is, it's not crazy complex stuff. It's stuff that you've heard before, but it requires work. It requires you to dig those ditches. But you do that and you will be successful. Actually, a really, really great example of that. And a few episodes ago, I recorded a couple episodes called When to Hire Staff. And I spoke about if you hire an employee that is not showing, is showing red flags from the really early stages, like not being responsive to your messages, like in Slack and not putting in the work. And when you've asked them to be very clear about, hey, we need you to put more notes in the CRM, and they're kind of just not listening to you. And that's early on. It's huge red flags. I'm a big proponent of just, hey, this is not working, letting them go, and then explain why. But there's another lady. So we're hiring another. We've got three closers from my other coaching business, and we're bringing on another one now. And this lady is a coach, and she sent me a couple of emails. She actually applied for the SETA role, and we didn't actually bring her through. I actually missed her in the recruitment process. Otherwise, I would have had her through, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise, because I think she's actually a better fit for the closer role. And I told her that because she followed up with us saying, hey, why haven't I heard about the SETA role? And I looked up her application. I'm like, oh, this is weird. I don't know why I didn't invite her through to the group interviews. Anyway, I missed her. Blessing in disguise. I reached out to her personally. I said, I apologize we missed you, but based on what you've written here with your experience, I think you might be better for the closer role, which we're going to be hiring for in the future. Now, generally with the closer role, we do like a recruitment drive, right? We go out to our list and we get, whatever it is, 50 to 100 applications. Then we have, and I explained this on the How to Hire Salespeople a few episodes ago, the process that we go through to hire closers. And I said, just look out for that and, come through that one. And she actually, kept being very responsive. And then she sent me more emails saying about that's great. I'm really excited. Let me know when you're going to do that next boot camp for your closers. And then she sent me another email explaining why she thinks she'd be a great closer. And I thought, this lady's quite motivated. I can just tell by the length of her emails and her experience. I'm going to not make her go through that whole boot camp. I'm just going to bring her in now, but I'm still going to make her jump some hoops. And so what I did is I reached out to her, was it 2 days ago now? And I said, hey, Joe, I'd like to invite you up, to the team, but here's what I need you to do. I need you to watch this 2-day workshop with our sales trainer, and each one is about 6 hours, the workshop. So I've just got them on a online recording that she can just watch it. And I said, that takes you through our whole sales script, breaks it down. And then once you've done that, the next step is, here's our sales script. You have to memorize it. Now, the best way to memorize that is to listen to yourself over and over and over again. And anyway, so I gave her a few hoops to jump over that I knew would require effort, digging some ditches. Before, and then the final step is you're going to have a one-on-one role play with our sales trainer. And then once that goes through, then I'll be happy to put you on the phones. And she said, no problem. So she got that email. So I sent that 2 days ago. She got that email. That was late in the evening. And she got the email the next day, which was yesterday. By the end of the day, and she works full time. By the end of the, so she has a full time, like 8, 9 to 5. By the end of the day, she'd already watched the first workshop. 5 hour, like day one was a 5-hour workshop. She'd already watched that whole thing. And this is what I mean by, and I can already tell by that level of effort, wow, this lady was serious when she said she's very motivated. See, I always take, when people say I'm this, I'm that, I take it with a grain of salt. I wait to see what people will do, because the lady that we hired for the SETA role that I had to fire, as I mentioned a few episodes ago, she said all the right things. And then once we get her in, she did all the wrong things. She took action all the wrong ways. So, talk is cheap, basically. And so anyway, like literally this new closer that we're bringing on, if she goes through all the way, which looks like she will, she's already watched the first 5-hour workshop on a day, days that as I said, she's got a full-time job. And that shows me that she really is motivated. So that's a very, very good sign. And I love to see that. And this is what I mean by success is digging ditches. It's just like, it's not hard. It is hard. Let me rephrase that. It's hard work, absolutely. But it's actually very simple to become successful. It's just doing those things that most people don't want to do. They don't want to get up at, 4 or 5 in the morning and memorize a sales script or whatever it is. Go to the gym consistently every day, eat consistently every day, research their market, learn copywriting. It's like, hey, I'm a coach. I didn't become a coach because, I'm a relationship coach. That's my passion is relationship. I didn't do this because, to learn copywriting. Well, you're actually a business owner as well. So if you want to be successful, you've got to learn copywriting. I mean, it's simple. You don't have to be the world's best copywriter, but you do need to understand the concepts to be able to create a message to attract your clients to then therefore transform their lives. So it is simple. The strategy is simple to become successful. It's just, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to dig those ditches? It is simple, but not easy. And that's why most people are not successful, because it's just too hard for them. And anyway, I just wanted to record this for you to let you know that if, you know, don't try and look for that magic, this magic strategy that's going to help you to be like, the shortcut is really what people are looking for. The shortcut. There is no shortcut. Look at, go and listen to all these successful interviews. Go read books on success. Nothing in there is new. It's pretty boring. And it's not about any crazy new strategies. It's just about putting in the work, digging those ditches. That's all success is. It's digging those ditches. Simple, but not easy. Okay. So with that being said, if you are getting value out of this podcast, I'd love an honest review. Just go to Spotify or iTunes if you haven't already. Please give me a review to let me know how I'm going. It also gets the word out to other coaches as well. Okay. So go to Spotify or iTunes and I'll see you in the next episode. See you then. Cheers.